Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date is April the 28th, 2017, as we are closing out the month of April in our growth series, ladies and gentlemen, of building your network, doing inbound and outbound marketing. That's going to be the topic for today. And also, how are you driving customers to your business today? Whether you're doing inbound marketing to do that or outbound marketing to do that, we're going to go over these tools and tips today that's going to give you impactful insight as to how to do this successfully, and also taking copious notes, ladies and gentlemen, that you do not miss out on the new trends, well, trends that's happening right now in the marketplace, and how we gain attention of the target audience, how do we keep their attention span in our favor, and making sure that we have relevant information, cut and concise information, ladies and gentlemen, across the board. So that way you will be persistent and consistent in your reach to building a better business and a bigger network. That's what it's all about. That's what we're here to do. And that's what we're going to be talking about today at GTE Professional Network Radio. And again, we are here to assist small businesses, churches and nonprofit organizations across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And guys, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to make sure that you're doing everything in alignment of what's current in the marketplace today. That is what is going to be giving you the fuel you need to fire up your business in a way that you can leave your competition behind. So let's go ahead and dive into it. And let's just go ahead and do the things that we do. But before we do that, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this show every time we're on at GTE Professional Network Radio. Every Friday, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're located here in Houston, Texas. And we're doing a great thing with assisting small businesses. As a web designer and marketing guru, my goal is to help and assist everyone, startup businesses and entrepreneurs, to build and grow and utilizing the tools that we have today that's relevant today to build a successful network. That's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen, not just a business, but building a successful network. You want to last long in this game, you want to do well, and you want to make sure that you're doing something unique and different in the marketplace that a competition is not doing, then you want to be tuning in every time we're on this show to talk about tools and tips, things that's going to be relevant for you to grow, and also helping others around you grow within your community. So your responsibility as an entrepreneur now, and not just building, being successful and generating a great stance of revenue each and every month or every year, but to also assist others in the marketplace who also are co-oping with you to build a business or to build a successful network as well. So let's reach out and teach each one, as we have mastered our tricks of the trade or our craft in a game, and depending on what industry we're in, so that way others can do the same thing. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. But it's all about also giving great customer service and great satisfaction when it comes to assisting them and making sure you pay attention, close attention, to their wants, needs, and what they can afford. And if you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, I keep saying this in the marketplace, it's all about what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful today. So Without further ado, I am super excited. This has been a great year so far, 2017, in building a business today. No matter what all the commotions that's going on and all the dark and grim things that's happening right now in this country, regardless of that, let's focus on what's relevant and we're utilizing, again, the win formula, what's important now. So let us stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, and we continue to never forget that without the times that we're having right now, somebody's going to win. Why not let it be you? So why don't we all put our heads together, grow our market, build up our communities, and assist as many as we can. And by that, making sure you have a strong enough team of leaders in your network that's going to help you build it. So that's what you want to stay focused on too as well, ladies and gentlemen. So let's talk about these two terms that I've been describing since I've been on this show and since we've been doing this show, now that we have been doing this since 2012, now that we've been doing it for the past 5 years now, I've been talking about marketing, tools and techniques, building your website successfully, the content in your website, making sure that your website is interactive, and making sure that you have information on whatever product or service that you're providing a marketing message. Whatever your marketing message that you have put together, it must be consistent and it must be short and sweet to where others can gravitate to it. Again, it's relationship marketing as well. If you was out there, how would you feel if you read this message or that message? Put yourself in your guest or customer shoes and see how you would feel if you received this particular message. Building up your contacts, your funnel, making sure you daily do this on a regular, consistent basis. Also, making sure that you're doing everything possible to get whatever product or service you have, what is your number one brand that you have that signifies your business or your company name? How do you label that? How are you branding that? And how are you sending that out to in the marketplace? So these are some tough, tough questions, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to each and every one of us have to ask ourselves so that way we can make sure that we're on top of our game, not slipping, not sliding down, not forsaking the truth of the business 101 of making sure we build a successful business, but also making sure we stay true to self, your personality, who you are, the type of person you want to become. You must define that now, your marketing plan, your business plan, and also making sure that your website and if you have a brick-and-mortar location in the community, what is that like? How do you want that to be represented, and how are you branding that? So let's talk about the two marketing concepts that has been around for over 15 years now, I can tell you that. And number two, what's the difference between inbound and outbound marketing? Well, the Internet, of course, has really given us a great insight as to how we are to market ourselves on a regular daily basis. And we'll keep saying that word until you guys get it, on a regular daily basis. So if you're not doing this on a daily basis, ladies and gentlemen, you're not serious about your business and you're not serious about branding your company to a successful level. And also, to get your name out there, you have to do this on a regular, consistent basis. It's all about being consistent, ladies and gentlemen, and being concise and making sure your content is the same across the board. And I got to stress that because I've been hearing and seeing a lot of different things that doesn't compute or don't add up when it comes to marketing your company. And you don't want to use the cookie-cutter marketing that people use today that is really a shortcut to failure. So you don't want to do that. So let's make sure that we're doing everything and do our due diligence in the marketplace, whatever industry we're in. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you want to be the masters of your industry. You want to be the experts, the subject matter experts in your industry. You want to make sure that nobody can tell you different. You know what makes the industry tick, you know what drives the people, and you know exactly what it takes to win. So inbound marketing. Well, inbound marketing speaks for itself, and that's basically your target audience, and you're reaching out to them over the Internet and making sure that your content if you have a great website, I'm just going to bring it out to you this way. If you have a website, when you're doing inbound marketing, you should use content that you put together from your site when it comes to marketing your campaigns, your marketing campaigns that you do weekly, daily, and monthly. That should never change unless you have changed your whole message, marketing message that you put together. That can change, yes, but make sure that it's consistent with everything else in the materials you send out or information you give out in reference to your company and your business. If you don't do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, nobody will believe you're real. They think you're one of those fly-by-night companies or fake, and you don't want that. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's just burn the midnight oil and do it the right way. Regardless, Rome wasn't built overnight. Neither was this world. So we have to take the time to do it right. Inbound marketing, making sure that you reach your people, making sure that you have the content of reaching people that will be your target audience, whoever your target market is. Customers will come to you, the customers will seek you out, and they'll make sure they find your business because basically they have to give you permission to communicate with them in order for you to say that they're part of your target market. And the reason why I said that slow, because I want you to understand that. The customers have to give your business and give you permission to communicate with them so that way you can basically submit to them information about who you are, what type of business you are, and what you provide in the marketplace, product or service-wise. And people forget the fact that they have to get the permission. If you didn't get the permission and you're force-feeding it out there like that, you will not get a good response, period, bar none. So, again, making sure that your content is also interactive. Audience has the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to respond to marketing messages, and often does when it comes to how you put it together. And reading between the lines, you have to speak their language. And it has to be on a positive note and making sure that it's something that people want, need, and can afford. Social media, your website, search engines, email marketing, all of these tools that I'm spinning out to you is what you're going to need. If you have this down, ladies and gentlemen, you will be on a road to success in no time flat. But the content doesn't always sell, ladies and gentlemen. The content, it varies. But let me share this with you on your website. Whatever particular your brand product is, your face of the company, the product or the face of your company or the service face of your company, you want to make sure you have that to show them in a way that is professional, that it shows that you took the time to listen to them, and that you got the feedback from your customers in reference to what they want to hear. If you have that and you've done your due diligence and research and you've tested it out in the marketplace, then the feedback that you get is your data that you will utilize to come up with a concept or a content message that's going to reach out to more people. And the fastest way to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is to have it on the internet, inbound marketing, your website, social media, email marketing, all of these things that I just described, search engines or SEOs, search engine optimization, and search engine submissions. So that way your taglines or your keywords and AdWords will be consistent in reference to what it is you do. So inbound marketing is extensive, yes, in and of itself. So you have to have a great team of people to help you put it out there. Blogging is good if you have a good blogger, if you have a good blogging page on your website. to talk about it, to educate your customers on the products and services that you're providing. Again, I don't know why we seem to get away from the education part of it when we're trying to explain to them about what it is we do or how we do it and why we do it. It has to be a passion of yours, and if that's the case, you're going to want to share it and educate them on it quickly than ever. Let's get back to the basics of marketing, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the 5 P's of marketing. I keep sharing this on a radio show every time I'm on, and everybody keep asking me, Ed, what is it about the 5 P's of marketing? Again, it's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. Again, people, product, price, place, promotion. Your promotion piece has to be a slam dunk in the marketing world. If you understand marketing, look at the ones who are winning in marketing. Look at the volume of people that's coming to them on a regular weekly basis. That's what I want you to adopt, that philosophy, that technique. You have to have it in your own, though, uniqueness according to who you are and the type of business you're running. If you have that listed, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the winning track. But if you do not, something is wrong there. So however you display your advertising or your marketing mix in the marketplace, in doing inbound marketing, as I've described before, you have to know who is your target audience. You have to get the feedback from them. And if you have a product business, which I'm let's go into that. If you have a product business, this should be something simple for you guys to do because you have a product. Now, people in the service business, such as myself, which I'm in both though, but I prefer to give the guests or the customers something to see about the type of service that I provide. Since I do web design and marketing and I have this radio show, I'm showing them the audience, the target market, and the things that I do and have created since my inception. So with that being said, that draws more people to you, and referrals, ladies and gentlemen, is still the best keys to marketing. Word of mouth. Don't forget about it. Utilize it to your fullest. It's free. You don't spend a lot of X amount of dollars there. Even doing inbound marketing is not costing you a great deal of pennies money either to do that. You can cut your costs, but if you get into the big time or the big leagues where you're doing radio and TV advertising, or we're doing what we call product placement, when it comes to our products being displayed in commercials or movies or whatever, that's a whole other level. The level you want to get to eventually, for sure, yes. But for right now, we got to crawl before we walk. So let us utilize the win formula on that, ladies and gentlemen. Outbound marketing. Well, outbound marketing, which is basically to push an audience that you don't normally reach, that you don't normally have access to, but you want to capture. The message, so that way they can act upon it, has to be defined by what it is you do. And again, by the current feedback you received from your previous customers. And I'm saying it so like this because I want you to absorb that as I speak it. Because outbound marketing is powerful within and of itself, because not everyone asks for your product or service. But if you're reaching them and they get a chance to see what it is you do and it's an interest to them, then you have a new guest, a new customer. And so you want them to buy right away. Impulse buying still is the best powerful way in the retail business today that I've seen that gives the customers something when before they get to the checkout lines or when they're in the checkout lines, we call impulse buying. They see things right there at the checkout lane. It's a proven system, but it works. And they grab it and purchase it right then and there. Now, they just helped whoever that merchant is to continue to do what they do. So you want the same capture of impulse buying power. You want that part of your business, your mix. So outbound marketing would give you that impulse buying for those buyers who are impulsive to just grab and go when they want it, when they see something that they like, but it's also what they want. So you're satisfying more of a want than a need. So if people see what they want and it's attractive to them to get it, then guess what? You don't have to say much. They'll just go ahead and purchase from your website or contact you or find your location if you're brick and mortar, where you are in the area, and just go to you. This is how it's done. Crazy, crazy concept, but simple enough. Anybody can succeed in that if, again, they do their due diligence. But they have to do the due diligence. Okay? Tough enough as it is, as we know, target market, target people. So non-existent people that you don't even know or see or don't even have an opportunity to reach, outbound marketing will give you that. That's that extra push that will give impulse buyers an opportunity to tap in to what it is you provide and purchase. So you don't want to ever miss out on that part of your company or your business when it comes to doing outbound marketing. Like, unlike inbound marketing, we know our target audience and we know who we're reaching. That's one key. But what about that second key of outbound marketing, people we don't know, people we don't necessarily reach in our network, but we can reach because we're looking for the impulse buyers to tap into that and show them what we have, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to miss out on that powerful piece. So without that, again, ladies and gentlemen, you will not be successful if you're not incorporating these two pieces of your marketing mix into your marketing plan. So when companies, if you're doing a startup and you don't have a marketing plan, just like you have a business plan, but your marketing plan or campaign that you run, if you don't include inbound or outbound marketing, they will laugh at you and they will say, you're not ready to do anything right now because I don't see anything where you're reaching people, your target audience, and then what about the impulse audience or buyers that you have that's out there? And if you have a website, people shop online more than ever now than they had 5 years ago. And so with that being said, people are shopping more now. Things are being delivered directly to their doorstep now. In a short period of time, when it only takes them 24 to 48 hours to get. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity for you to win. Utilize the win formula. What's important now? Stay focused. Follow one course until successful. Keep your poise and build a team of people who can help you put together a solid network. Who is your board of directors? Who is your leaders in your company? Who do you have? If you don't, you can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. And I say this again, I keep saying it over and over every year. You guys are not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. You have to have a team of people to help you. Co-oping is still a key factor that I still use today that is strong right now. Co-oping is what saved a lot of these industries that should have been dead years ago. But because of their co-opingness, I'm going to just put that out there, this is what helped them to stay afloat. Case in point, look at the gas stations. Now you see a Burger King, a McDonald's, a Taco Bell, or whatever. A restaurant within a gas station when you're driving or traveling on the road. Co-oping. So the gas people who, or the gas stations that have their customers co-oping with the restaurant to get their customers. So now it's a win-win for everybody. And that's what you want, ladies and gentlemen, a win-win scenario and a utilizing the win formula. So both companies win. They cut their overhead because they don't have to spend a lot of money to have their own independent location, which costs more money. and you don't need as many employees. You can cut that down. Again, it saves on the overhead. So let's look at all of that. I know I shared a lot, and I'll say it a lot, but I want you to absorb it for what we shared with you today. These tools and tips are for everybody who sees the value in what it is they're trying to do. If you're B2B, business to business, or B2C, business to customers, whatever the nature of your business is, you want to define it by how you represent and present it in the marketplace. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's how you define who you are and what you are and what you're all about. And that gives an opportunity for others to see who you are and what you represent. Everybody wants to be on the winning side. So let's just start winning. People are only going to follow winners. They're not going to follow losers. So if your company is a losing company, then you don't want to be, hey, you need to turn that around. People will only follow winning companies, winning teams. In the NBA Finals, you already see what's happening. In the business world, you see who's winning. All be part of that winning scenario. So we have to have a successful team of players, people on our team who are also leaders, who also have a winning spirit. Because that, my friends, is what's going to help us get to the level, and that way you don't have to worry about it. So how do we deal with the cost of inbound marketing versus the cost of outbound marketing? That's another last tip. If you do the advertising properly and you do the marketing plan correctly, there is a way to do that on social media, search engines, pay-per-click, and then you got radio and TV advertising. Now, I charge a certain fee every month for my new customers or clients who I design websites for to do their marketing campaign for their website so that way they can draw traffic to their new site. And I just charge $25 per month for that service so that way they can get started the proper way. And all I'm doing is the search engine submissions, the AdWords and keywords, and making sure that in social media they have the proper type of business page on social media, whether they're on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Or if they want to go further with Instagram, they can. So you select what social sites are for you or for your company and for what it is you do and your target audience. So that's what you want to look at. And the cost can be high if you have the dollars to do that, but a lot of times it's difficult to come up with the type of money that's going to take an advertiser, especially if you're talking about spending thousands of dollars. So you want to make sure you do this well, keep up your consistency, and making sure that your awareness and your brand awareness is up. Make sure your brand antennas are up when it comes to your company and your business. So do that and make sure that you do it well. Well, it feels like I'm out of town. I'm sorry. We have 2 days. Next week, we'll be talking about some more information, tools, and tips in reference to that. Now we're going to start the month of May. We're going to continue on our growth series and our growth month. So with that, without further ado, I want to say this. It's been a pleasure, whether it's a producer or somebody else. Until then, keep building your faith and keep building the dream.